What to do, y'all? It's the OTL boys back in the building.
Gang, gang.
Jeremy and
Patty.
You know what it is. We're going to start out with some sponsors that we got going on. We're going to start out with our friends down at Tangelo, Mr. Sean Masters and family, with nearly 10 years of experience and hundreds of five-star reviews. Tangelo Health is the number one place to go for anyone suffering from an injury and looking for the best team to help them get out of pain and get the tools to stay out of pain and stay off the leash. From plantar fasciitis to headaches to back, knees, shoulder, elbow, neck, whatever kind of pain you got. I probably shouldn't say that. Those kind of pains. Tangelo has been Seattle's trusted expert since 2010 with their innovative, integrated approach to care, uplifting experience, and award-winning culture. Tangelo will be on your team. Find out about the Seattle and Portland clinics online at tangelohealth.com, and don't forget to let them know that Off the Leash sent you.
Let me tell you something.
But yeah, shout out to them. Holler at them. I know they're back in business now doing telehealth as well as in shop, but I'm sure there's certain regulations as far as setting up your times, and yeah, they do it right. What you got?
Yeah, so our second one here, pretty excited. This actually just kind of transpired over the week, and we have proudly announced that we are partnering up with, or at least teaming up with, Trans Labs. Yeah, that's right. Hit that button. Nothing. Oh man.
Woo, let's go.
Stop. And they have their wonderful product, Transfuse, which is a hydration supplement.
Transfuse.
And Transfuse is a premium rapid hydration multiplier and immunity fortifying formula scientifically designed to replenish and reinvigorate at a cellular level. Made with carefully selected natural ingredients of superior quality and potency, Transfuse was developed for both immediate impact to combat dehydration and mental exhaustion due to extreme activity, and as a long-term immune system support.
Patty just memorized that right before the podcast.
Good Lord.
Dude, I'm pumped.
Yeah,
I am. Transfused, bro.
Besides that, I am pumped. You know, I think we get wrapped up in a lot of supplements out there. And what's best and everything like that. And going at a very ground level, yes, that no one really talks about is fucking hydration.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you could be using all the supplements in the world. If you're not drinking enough water, if your body's not hydrated,
I'm
like,
guilty.
Yeah, I know. And I am too. Right. So that's why I was really excited that they reached out, because that is one product that I've been kind of on my radar, you know, and he's been Ronnie reps them a lot, and they've been slowly growing throughout the paintball community. So of course I've been kind of catching them here and there, and tried the product out over the weekend of one of the practices, and I liked it. So I'm glad that they reached out, and I'm excited to move forward with that. We do have a promo code going on. If you go over to Transfuse or Trans Labs and get their Transfuse, OTL10 is the promo code, and get yourself a nice 10% off.
OTL10. Yeah, I think that's great too, because it's something you can use on a daily basis. You know, people who are just consistently active, you know, it's your body is getting rid of things as you move around, as you sweat. So it's not one of those things that's just like packed with all these extraness, that's a new word.
We're on fire today, man.
we're making up words as we go. But yeah, it's nice to have something that's consistently helping your body get what it needs.
Right.
And our last sponsor, a good friend and brother of mine, he is the creator and helper of Off the Leash logos and designs. And it's been super fun partnering with him. And so now he's part of our podcast helping. He says, we all know a guy. You need your car fixed, I know a guy. You need your haircut, I know a guy. Well, if you need a new logo signed for your business, we know somebody.
Hey, we know somebody.
Coastline Signs and Graphic Design is a great place for anyone wanting to create a business, create a sign for your existing business. If you want to start a new brand, update your look, existing business, create eye-catching storefront signage. We all need eye-catching storefront signage, you know what I'm saying? Or apply decals or wraps to your vehicles and turn it into a 24-hour advertisement for your business. Then call Josh, my boy, at Coastline Designs. Coastline Designs takes pride in having personalized experiences with all of their customers. With over 6 years of experience, Josh has worked with big names like the YMCA, Walton Beverage, Pepsi, Phillips, 66 Refinery, Metric, OTL, Podcast, and Lifestyle. Obviously the biggest out of all those names.
Oh, name dropping the big dogs.
Dropping bombs on them. And the list continues to grow and go on and on. No matter what your business is, trust Coastline to build it with you. Bro, Josh is the guy.
Yeah.
He's a man.
He gives us that fire. I know those dog tags are looking sweet.
Yes. I can't put my stamp of approval on him enough. He's fast. He gets back to you. He makes it happen relationally. And he's got the certified OTL stamp on him.
Cool. Hey, I know a quick little plug here. Head on over to primeapparel.com. We got some sales going on. We got 25% off on all of our snapbacks and dad hats.
More discounts?
Yeah, man. We're pumping out. We're getting ready for that summer line. So we're kind of just getting rid of some of our old stuff, or the classics line, and trying to bring in that new. So there's 25% off on all the hats, 25% off on the ladies' razorbacks, and then we're going to have 25% off on all the classic tees, and that's going to kind of run through the weekend. And yeah, head on over, primeapparel.com. And then another one, I got that OTL jersey dropping tomorrow, so let's go. That's through Under. Yeah, so Thunder and OTL collab, a little camo action. So that's going to be releasing tomorrow, which is Friday, so stay tuned.
Let's go. Yeah, I'm pumped, bro. That's going to be – that popped off when you posted that, and my phone was blowing up.
It looks good, man. I was excited to release that. It had, you know, holding on to it for a little while, and then had to do some adjustments and stuff, and something that I wanted to do for a while.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the most requested things from all the athletes. It's like, man, we need a jersey to be rocking. So I wanted to actually come correct with it and not just put something out.
No. Did.
I think it was received well.
Yeah, shots fired.
Yeah.
To everybody in the jersey game. Well, we're here. Podcast was 17.
I think so.
17 is mean. We're gonna dive on into it. So we're gonna catch up. Ranting a rave.
Ooh, what throwing this on me.
What are you raving about?
So before we go into this, I want everybody to know that
Know.
4 days ago or something, that I was like, hey, let's brainstorm what we're gonna do on the podcast. And so we don't have to just roll up and do one. Lo and behold. Roll up, and I'm like, Jerry, what you got for me? He's like, don't worry about it. Let's just flow with it. So I was like, all right, whatever, man. Let's go. Send it. So rant and a rave.
What are we doing first? Give me the rave first this time.
The rave.
Start off on a positive
note. I was thinking of one, too, and I was like, I got to save that because that is my rave going on right now. And I'm drawing a blank as soon as you asked me that question. Rave. I guess I could talk about just working out with the Seattle Seawolves yesterday. So Seattle Seawolves, that's our Major League Rugby team up here. So professional rugby players, big boys.
Bruh.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun, though. I felt great after. It was just one of the kind of those mental challenges, too, of just seeing, like, other people in the arena, and you're kind of, like, doubting yourself. And, you know, I stepped up.
Sharp.
Dude, and smash. They're, you know, I saw some of the weight that they were loading up. My eyes just kind of grew, like, all right, let's do this. And
it's like that slow blink emoji.
Yeah, dude. These guys push pounds. And so, and it was a crazy day yesterday. I was just like, it was just one of those days, like clockwork, bink, 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 knocking things out. And they start trickling in when I'm seeing my clients, and they were going to start working out. And they're like, hey, are you jumping in with us today? I was like, yeah, but I'm done with this last client at 10:30. They're like, all right, we'll wait. So they're over there just stretching, like getting a good one in for like 30 just minutes.
Ready to go.
Boom, 10:30 hits. I just jump right over, right onto the rower, and go right into the first round.
Wrong answer. The Patty I know does not right, do a warm-up for
right,
nobody. You're like, all right, now that you guys waited, I'm going to need another hour to go through my hip mobility. And
which is so true, man.
And you can't do your hip mobility without taking your hands and putting them on your hips. You and Luca both. It's like, all right, we get it. We get it. You put the hand on your hips. It looked professional, like, okay? But I think we got it.
Body cue, man. Hey, but I jumped right into it. Used the first, you know, you did like the circuit for 5 rounds, and first two, I was low key, like, I don't know if I can do this.
Sometimes
like
war don't wait.
My body was just warming up, and by third round, dude, I was in. So it was good. That was my rave, though, man. It was good. I got
catch
done.
Me on the field. How about that?
Got done, and I felt good. So yeah, that's that was fine. My rave.
My rave, my wife's birthday.
Hey.
Just happened. Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And got her locked and loaded with a camera setup.
Bro, you've been going so in on that.
Bro.
The disrespect. Bro. I'm like all stoked on my come up, and you're like, well, let me get one better than you. I was like, okay. But you can't put your hands on your hips.
That's what I'm going to do in all my videos now. I'm going to be like running around the track. Let's start with the start of the starting lines. Put my hands on my hips. Make sure those things are even. Get my cue going.
Hey.
It doesn't even count if you don't put your hands on your hips.
I guarantee right? You do that and your performance goes up 10 points.
Probably facts. Cold hard. But yeah, we got a couple lenses. Got some light.
It's looking
the
good,
lighting,
man.
The lighting is no joke,
yeah,
bro.
Dude, it looks good.
Yeah, I'm excited to do some more content and put out some new stuff. So. Yeah, it's
stoked for you. That looks legit for sure.
Keep throwing pebbles at the window. That window won't break soon enough. So let's keep moving forward. You got a ramp? You don't have to have a ramp.
Okay, well, let me think about it, though, for a second. Rant. Do you have a rant?
I really don't.
Okay.
It's been pretty good.
It has been pretty good. I'm not going to go with a rant.
Yeah, if you got to think that hard, we don't have to dig
I'm
for
reaching.
Something negative.
Yeah.
We dig for gold around here.
Okay.
Don't get it twisted.
I don't have a rant, man.
All right, we'll dive on in. So, the topic that I'm springing on Patty today, the spring
Let's
on
hear
topic,
it.
Is
quick on the, my feet here.
Yes, the importance and value of influences and relationships. So, okay. Kind of the basis of how I got to this kind of idea and thing that I've been thinking about. We talked about Sonder last time. It's just kind of like getting outside your own life, and with all the kind of social media.
Will you spell that again for me?
What?
Sonder.
Sonder, S-O-N-D-E-R. Sonder. And if you missed the last podcast, Sonder is the experience that you, it's the word that describes the experience when you realize that everyone around you has a life just as complex as your own that carries on regardless if you are aware. So just kind of broadening your lens to realize that everybody else has a life, everybody else has experiences, and it really brought me to this place of trying to understand and value other people's experiences. And so I think recently, you know, there's just a lot. It's very heightened. Everybody's emotions are heightened. Everybody's just kind of on edge about a lot of things. And I've just been thinking about, like, because everybody expects, like, even if it's subconsciously, everybody else around them to look at the world the way that they look at it, you know, because it makes sense with their experiences to look at the world their way. And so I think an issue that we run into is that we are arguing with people about, like, the things that they're doing right now, the things they're saying, their view of the world. And the problem is, like, everybody's doing what is logical to them in their moment right now. You know, you're not like thinking about what makes sense and then you're doing something complete opposite. Like, you're doing what makes sense to you, and so are the people around you. And so this is kind of like the synopsis of thinking just over the last couple of months of watching humanity kind of play out, is I have a desire to not just argue with someone's logic on how they view the world right now, but I actually want to go deeper to understand how they came to a place and what experiences brought them to the place where their belief systems and their view of the world has become logical, you know? So if it differs from mine, like, as opposed to just having this, like, a sword fight, as I'll keep it PG, about who's right. Like, I want to understand, like, what brought you to the place where this became your belief. And so I just started thinking about, like, when somebody if I disagree with somebody or I have a difference of view or opinion, looking back to like, how did I actually come to be me? You know, what influenced the growth in my own life, in my mind, in my spirit, in the way that I treat other people, in a way of my experiences, but also the relationships that I've had that have molded the way I look at the world, the way I interact with people, the music that I listen to, the, you know, sports that I've played that have taught me lessons, and just how those things mold an individual. And I just have a deep passion to get down to the roots of people, to actually understand like their pains and their experiences, because that will help me actually talk about an issue in a way where we're not trying to be right, but we're actually trying to understand, you know?
Okay.
And so that is the basis. I just want to talk about, I first want to talk about influences. Okay. So I want you to give me a couple of the most influential people in your life. And we can go back and forth on this too. Somebody that has a massive influence in your life, what they taught you, maybe they just, you saw them walk it out in front of you, or maybe they sat you down and they, you know, help mold like who you've become as Patty Gleason that we see now. Just a nice light tap, like to start it off.
Dude. Fucking shit. I was privileged enough to be raised in a household where my parents are still together, right?
Thank God.
Yeah. And they just both, I think I'm going to clump them together because they definitely have influenced who I am through their support, but also just through the way that they've lived both their lives. Mm. My mom had a pretty rough upbringing. You know, I won't go into too much detail, but the father was a military guy, and the mom was from Maui. Mm. You know, grew up kind of. And in Hana or on the other side of the island where it's kind of very rural, you know what I mean? So it's like they have complete different kind of upbringings. Yeah. And when they got together and created my mom's family, it wasn't necessarily the most ideal. So she had a pretty rough one, but just the way that she came up and like created her own identity, by the time we had our family, she was just such a rock, you know. I think that's really where I get my like hustling like mentality of just like doing work,
yeah,
and
one
like
foot in front of the
being
other.
An entrepreneur, because she's an artist.
What kind of art?
She kind of dabbles with everything.
Like painting?
She does ceramics and watercolors.
More like with her hands.
Yeah, like all kinds of stuff. So I think just like that whole hustle mentality, and definitely just the entrepreneur side of it, I get from her. And then my dad, just like he was a professional golfer, also a vet, and just learning work ethic and relationships, I think, is really what I learned from my dad. Every company that he's worked for, like, and I say company, but just like he's worked for several golf courses and like brought them up from ground zero on the island of Maui. Everyone that he's worked for has had nothing but good things and praise to say about him. So that really showed me like the importance of relationships and just being a good leader. And like, yeah, I think he was a perfect blueprint to how I hold myself to standards. Mm. You know what I mean? I think about watching him growing up, and, you know, a lot of times I'll just be like, how would he have handled this type of situation? And so definitely those two are, you know, and I don't care if it's like stereotypical or anything like that. Like those guys have been so involved with shaping who I am. And then just going through all of my trials and tribulations, for their ability to kind of just stick by my side. And then their dynamics between their marriage and everything like that. I mean, it's really something that just resonates to my core about the, not expectations, but just like the standard of how I live my life today. Hmm. For sure. 100%. Like that's top of the list.
Yeah, that's, it's crazy how like just a difference of backgrounds, you know, I think looking back now, just the ability to see both of your parents in you and like the DNA that you received, is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, cause, I think when you're a kid, like it's just your parents, like it's mom, dad, you know, and you just kind of receive because you're like building your own mind, you know, you're building your own, but when you like, it's kind of like the first time you leave and you move out on your own and then you go back and visit and you're like, you're able to see like your parents' relationship and you're like able to see them as like individuals. Mm-hmm. It's like such a different experience. Mm-hmm. To see that play out in your own life is kind of surreal, you know?
It is. And I mean, like I started off, you've probably heard stories, but I was a fucking defiant little kid.
You?
Yeah.
No, stop. Stop it.
Hey, surprise, surprise. And which one of them I got that from, I'm not sure. But I
was like, time to go back to mom and dad, check and see who had that.
And then it's like, to foreshadow, you get like shook thinking about having a kid too. Cause you're like, oh my God. Like if they, I always joke with Jasmine about this. Cause she was like the, I just say it because in comparison to my childhood, she was like the model child, like
right.
Didn't party, you know, growing up, got good grades, had good friends. I mean, her siblings are a different story, but just her. So when I joke with her, I was like, when we have kids, I want them to have 100% of your genes and not your family's genes.
So like your genes all growing up when they turn 18, then they can have my genes.
Yes.
My 27-year-old plus genes.
Because if they have any of mine, we're in for a wild ride.
We got problems.
So, yeah. But yeah, no, just like that, you know, how it unfolds, right? And the lessons that you learn along the way. But like, I just remember being a kid and my mom could just ask me to do the most simplest thing. And I just refuse, like just being a little shit. You know what I mean? Just like refuse to do it. But now like growing up, just the amount of respect and like how things just kind of unfold. And then you have that reflection. And Jasmine always tells me, I'm just like my dad. Like we have the same behaviors, like picture perfect. I behave a lot like my dad now.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like I know recently I've been finding like different mannerisms in myself, you know, and now my wife knows my parents, like she's like, I feel like that's what your dad would say. I'm like, oh God. But the like when I'll find myself listening to someone like standing and I'll stand and like be postured like I've seen my dad like listen to people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm standing like my dad right now. But like it's in a positive light. Like the one thing I know about my dad is he's a listener. He's a good listener. And he's like, no matter what position I've seen him in, he's always had like an open door policy, you know, or like he'll listen to anybody's issues and help them find their way through it. And, you know, it's kind of like people fear becoming their parents, you know,
but at first,
well, yeah. And it's, I think it's learning because every parent's like doing the best that they can, you know, it's going back to that. Everybody's doing what makes sense and logical to them, trying the best, even if it's not like the best, it's what they think is their best, you know? And, just finding those qualities are really interesting on my side. I think, dad's dad he worked in the shipyard, like on those massive cranes in downtown Seattle, like the highest cranes up.
Yeah.
And he was like mechanic, like always doing stuff with his hands. And my dad was more of like a musician, kind of like creative. He played some sports, but sports weren't necessarily big in their family. My uncle is a professional pianist.
Okay.
And so, yeah, he definitely
working them keys.
But he definitely grew up in a gruffer, is that a word? More gruff, like situation, like kind of like hardcore, not like a lovey dovey, like father situation. But my grandma's like one of the best people I've ever met in my life. And so, you know, his parents got divorced and so it's just interesting, you know, when you come from like a lineage especially when it comes to like fatherhood, you know, if people didn't experience like a good father, like they're having to make that stuff up on the fly. And I don't think you appreciate that growing up, like if you don't necessarily have what you're expecting, but like when you actually get to know, like this person's doing their absolute best, like they never had an example or of what it looked like. And, you know, I'm not a parent and I don't pretend to know what it takes, you know, cause it's super difficult. Mm-hmm. And my mom grew up in California and they had like a big orchard, and, my grandpa was a carpenter. My grandma was like a super soft soul. My mom is a lot like my grandma. And her side of the family grew up in, lived in Colorado. So I never got to meet them, until I was probably like 16 years old. We drove out there. I like met her brothers and I met like my grandpa as like more of an adult and not just like a little kid. And it was crazy because like this light clicked on in me. I was like, whoa, like this is where like I came from, you know? You're just seeing a lot of the same, you know, personality traits, and you see how much of like you pass on through your DNA. And I've read a lot of books. Turn Your Brain On is one of them, by Carolyn Leaf. Mm-hmm. It's like one of the best neuroscience books that kind of got me into neuroscience, ideas and just how much is passed on. And like you said, like what we work on, our habits and like our mind and the brain pathways we create, like we pass those on to our children, mm-hmm. you know? And it's that constant refining. So bringing it back to like the influence, you know, now, most of my life, my dad sold shoes at Nordstrom for women's shoes. And he's got some of the craziest stories ever. But just from a young age, my dad was always like, go above and beyond, you know, sacrificing like your own time. And because people were worth it. So he'd drive like miles and miles just to get like a pair of shoes for this lady. And he would write handwritten notes to every customer. And it was just, there's this understanding built in me that like everybody's worth it. Like, you're worth my time. You're worth my energy. Like, even if I'm missing out on sales over here, like I'm going to sit with you and take care of you. And I definitely got that. And my mom was a teacher my whole life, and just watching her, same thing. It's like raising other people's children, you know, to some crazy situations, and just the patience that she has. And, I have a tendency to give like probably too much of myself. Like I'd rather somebody else like get what they need and me like sacrifice some of my own so that they can have that. And, you know, sometimes I can be looked down upon as a bad trait, but something that I think has made me successful is I'm a very fast self-soother. Like I can do something and I know that my ability to like bounce back and recreate and the amount of like love and grace I have for people is like overflowing, you know. I've never gotten
drained. Why do you think that that's looked in a bad?
Because I mean, for people who aren't necessarily as generous with, you know, they're more protective, I should say, and have bigger boundaries around their time, their money, their investments of what they're giving to people. Obviously, when you're nice, when you're generous with all of what you have to give, you know, you're gonna have people that take advantage of you. They're going to take people that, you know, take advantage of your kindness, take advantage of your time, of your money. Like if you're going to give, we all know people who, if you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. Mm-hmm. And like just the importance for me learning that I'm giving this, it's kind of like the gift. I'm giving this not to get something back for you. I'm giving this because it's my gift to give, mm-hmm. you know, you can't take it from me. I'm going to give it to you. And it's endless really for me.
And I only ask that because, yeah, I don't feel that is a bad trait to have. And I knew that that's kind of where it was going to lead, was like you can be vulnerable and people can take advantage of you. And in many ways, I resonate that in myself as well. And one perspective that I've always kind of just had is like fuck that. Like I'd rather just keep that gift because the people that I am helping are going to benefit so much more. And if someone double crosses me or takes advantage of me, like it then becomes exercising my own ego, because feeling taken advantage of, you feel like you've been violated.
Yeah.
Which is a very egotistical type of thing. But if like you just like are able to release that, and then that's more on them, like that's that right. kind of person, then that's just a self, you know, that's a, you're just being a mirror to them, and that's the character that they are. And I don't necessarily, that reflects to you having a weak trait, where I just feel like that is a much more powerful trait to have, when in the terms of the scope of people that you are touching and like helping out is so much greater. And the risk reward kind of scale there, I feel, is just like so much higher through the people that you help. So well, that was just,
and I don't think a little like, and I don't want to come across as if boundaries aren't important, because they are.
No,
you know? They are. And I've definitely had to learn that. I think one of the phrases that I heard that really challenged me and really made me think about it was, I was listening to like a trainer, and he was saying, sometimes you have to leave the people that aren't ready for the people that are. And that's not necessarily in my DNA, you know, like the person's not ready. You know, I had to learn to not want something for somebody more than they want it for themselves, you know, and it doesn't matter what area of life, you know, but it's just not me to quit on somebody. Like I think that's honestly, if I'm really thinking about it now, I think that's the ego part of me. Is that, you know, I give to somebody over and over and over again, just to like, when they finally reach it, I think that's the ego in me to say, you know,
you're a part of it.
Not necessarily that, because I just really 0% of me to like, you know, you got to where you are because of me. But because I really do take pride in saying like, I saw that in you, you know, I knew you could do it. And like, that's the ego part of me to say like, no one else saw what I saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, that's what I've had to find balance in. Cause in every, you know, positive thing, the extremes, you know, can be become a negative. But you know, I've always said like at the end of my life, I want to be able to say like, I gave absolutely everything that I had to people, you know, people get up to speak at my funeral. It's like, I didn't deserve it, but he gave it anyway. Like, regardless if I ever did something in return, I know that he would X, Y, and Z. And that matters so much to me that it's a line in the sand that I've drawn, that I don't give myself an option. Like, no, this is who I am. I stay true to it. There's no, like, there's absolutely zero other option in my mind besides like, let's push this thing forward. Let's figure out how to get you there. Like, if I got a dollar, you need a dollar, like, take it. What are we going to do with it? Yeah, it's just interesting figuring out those boundaries. Because, you know, just the gift of itself will get looked at wrongly from people who, that's not necessarily their DNA.
We should definitely do one about a podcast about boundaries, bro.
You have to bring somebody else in.
Cause there's easy ones and then there's really hard ones.
We might have to bring in somebody that's good with boundaries.
We should.
I'm not that guy.
We should, but that's a good one to talk about.
Totally.
I think going into my second one is someone that I actually don't talk about a whole lot. And it might just because it's to do with like my recovery and a lot of people just anonymous,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, totally.
But that is my sponsor, you know. He was quite a bit older than me. Not that that had to do with anything, but I think I viewed him, one, with a high amount of respect because he had so much time under his belt, and that was just something that I wanted, and I wanted to know how he did it. And so, and then two, I think he also was just a secondary, at that chapter in my life became this like secondary father figure to me. Not that I was actively searching for one, you know, but just fell into that role. I learned so much stuff from him. When I got clean, and I think I've voiced this before, at 25, at that point in my life, I had been using for more than half of my life, you know? And so when I finally got out of the fog, quickly and rudely was reminded that I had no self-identity. I did not know how to live a responsible lifestyle. And instantly when I went into the rooms, I got this attachment to the, you know, his story and just how he held himself as a clean male. And I wanted to know how he did that. So I, you know, got this guy as a sponsor, and dude, just the And everybody's sponsors looks different, right? Some people need a sponsor that's going to be like a drill sergeant and just keep them in line and like, yeah, you do this,
black
this.
And white,
yeah. And that's just not who I am. And that just happened to be not the style of teaching that he had. And it was more of a dance. And he kind of like let me do my thing and learn from my lessons and then would bring me back. And like we would talk about it and what could be have done better and stuff like that. And I mean, the main thing was I never used, right? That was the main key to success there. And so then with just like making that early kind of decision to not use, then I wasn't so scared to like do this dance of making mistakes and stuff like that. And him reeling me back in and like reminding me, okay, like what's the main mission? Like, how can you learn from this? And he just really taught me in this time, how to live again. So yeah. I like on a list of influential people, like he has to be on there too, because ultimately who I am today is with the help, yeah, of that man right there, because he helped me stay clean.
Mm.
So I cannot not mention him.
Real talk.
Yeah.
And those are the, actually like I posted a video of this is kind of off topic, but I'll bring it back around. I posted a video of a guy singing on my Instagram
last night.
And it was just a guy in like scrubs and he was singing this Brian McKnight song and he was just freaking like singing his ass off and just like world class. Like if you know the song, like homeboy hit it with like a world class type of talent. And I don't necessarily know why, but sometimes when I watch those videos, it like makes me emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And cause I'm thinking about like, in a world where like you only get recognition if you have followers and you have a record label and you're going on tours, like just the, like that guy has a gift, you know? And sometimes it's just for the enjoyment of the person, you know? Sometimes it's just like for God to hear. Mm-hmm. And same thing when I watch like Planet Earth documentaries, like these fish that are like in the deepest ocean that nobody ever sees, but they're like incredibly made and they got strobing lights that, and it's like, why? Like, it's just an incredible thing that is just there to be taken in. And when I hear like stories about that guy, like anonymous, but his impact that he makes, I'm sure not only on you, but countless other people that wouldn't be here, let alone alive today, just because he cares.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the power of empathy that plays so far beyond, like, I know, like, empathy in a quote says you're not alone. And the people like that, that I like, I see like in my mom, like she's not won any awards. She's not put on platform. She's not making $100,000, but she raised people's children. Like these like have a terrible home life, but she gives them a piece of love that they never, ever feel. And they don't get any recognition, but they do it because that's who they are, you know? And they know that that's what they're called to do. And like, I love those stories so much because, you know, they may never get recognition, but they change your life forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I just got a special place in my heart for those people because that's who I've always wanted to be, you know?
And one thing that I've kind of picked up there too, and a word that was just kind of blaring in my head when you were talking was integrity. Hmm. Right. And, like fuck exposure, like that idea that you are somebody with the more followers that you have or the more following that you have, you know, whatever it is. I think learning from my sponsor and then kind of growing up in the substance abuse field and being what was really cool when I was working as a human services at a 24-hour 24/7 residential at such a young age. Mm-hmm. And young age as in I was pretty young, 26, 27, but also young in time,
yeah,
with clean time, that I resonated with a lot of the people in there, right? And so I learned that it's not necessarily like, I would always say kind of self-reflect and judge with the things that in the conversations that I have with people. And I, you know, I'd always be wanting to perfect my craft with that of like, oh, I could have said this, or like, I would have been way more impactful if I said this. And I was missing the point. And it was just me living my life. That was the impactful part that people really attached on to. Right. And so it's one thing that I've kind of instilled in myself now is just to live with that integrity, because you're planting those seeds just by living your life. It's not about what you say. It's not about what you do. It's just like how it is about what you do, but it's like, having a strong sense of integrity and just living by, and we've talked about that, living by your strong spiritual principles, finding those out and then living by them, that people attach onto that. And we've talked about this before, but someone may come back to you and say like, hey, this that you did at a point in time really helped me. And that could have been like 5 years ago and you had no idea.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's kind of what I was getting at. It's just like by living yourself or by living your life out, like you don't know who you're always influencing. Totally. Right. And this guy is the singing on this little clip that you had no idea, like the impact that he was going to make by just posting this up.
He
right.
will never know me.
And you never know. And so like, that is really such a cool thing about, and as we go into like relationships and stuff like that, it's just such a cool thing. It's like always living with the intent or at least awareness of what you're doing is going to negatively or positively impact someone.
Yes.
So I was just kind of thinking about that with.
Yeah. And I think this person deserves a shout out because we're in their home right now. And I want to give her a shout out. Janine over there, Janine and Scott, they deserve a shout out on the podcast. But seriously, she lets us use her home to do a podcast. But I've been coming here for years watching sports games. One of my best friends, Jacob, has lived from time in, time out. And I've bragged about her to a lot of people because no matter like where you're at, like, you, as soon as you like walk in the door, like they built their home as a refuge.
Mm-hmm. Let me in. So I don't know.
That's how you know it's real. It's like they had to check your temperature, check your background. But it's just
you
been,
know, this guy.
Yeah. And it's just been a refuge for, you know, all types of people, different areas of their life, ups, downs. You know, there's nobody that's ever like, I can say with all kinds of confidence, there's nobody that's ever walked through this door that was a stranger, you know? You can have our food, our drinks, like our company, you know.
That comes from my mom and dad
were
that way.
Hey, Janine said that comes from her mom and dad, by the
true.
Way.
True. And that's like, and that's the beautiful thing about legacy and lineage, you know. And those are the things that, you know, make, when I get a chance, I'm around a lot of parents talking about their children,
mm-hmm.
and worried about them going off to college and what their next steps are. And my advice to them for like just thinking that through and contemplating is that you've given them all you can give. You know, you just need to trust that what you've given, they've heard it. It's in their spirit. It's in their life. It's in their heart. They will always hear your voice in the back of their head. You've instilled it. And now you just have to trust them to make their decisions on their own, you know, which is very difficult. And the thing that's cool is like, you know, Janine got that from her parents, but it's also her choice to live it out, you know, and to, no matter what comes up and where people are, to like have grace on people and treat them with respect and love and honor. And like that, there's so much reverence to me in that word refuge, that like, I don't need to know. I don't need to ask all these questions in order for you to receive what I have to offer you. But like that comes secondary. Like, you deserve to feel loved and at home. And they just deserved a big, big shout out, because I've always felt welcome here. And me and Jacob been here yelling, screaming. They've heard many fights over video games, and they still allow us to be here. So they deserve some love.
Bro, freaking, I got chicken skin when you were talking about that. And you're just talking about like the advice that you give to parents and like assuring them that their kids know, like, right, that you have instilled with them these principles and values in life and stuff like that, that they are growing up with that inside them and they're planting those seeds. So as those young kids grow up, then they carry that on. And what I got chicken skin was thinking about that and how my parents did that to me. And just the memory, and it always comes back to me, just the memory of me being like on the brink of my addiction, right? Mm. Really in the gutter, and making this decision that this was just not the life for me, and I wanted to make a change. And I think there's a lot of addicts out there that resonate with this, and it's just like, it's such a hard spot to be in, because spiritually and your heart knows that you're doing something wrong and this is not like the life that you should be living, but physically you're addicted,
right?
And so it's like, a lot of times the physical part of it trumps it, because you're just so tired of feeling sick. But just to kind of hit that point, why I gave you chicken skin is because I would think about those things that my parents taught me, right? And I really held on to it. Thanks. And ultimately was the catapult that launched me out of that hole. You know, it's just knowing that this was not my life and it wasn't going to be my life forever. And that was kind of the pivoting point. And I have always had a strong gravitation towards our family. We always have had a really strong spiritual bond that I lost in the road of addiction, but gradually was my saving grace as well. So it's kind of like this crazy just ball of emotions that pop up when I think about it. You know what I mean? That's why when you mentioned that, just freaking...
Yeah, gave me chicken skin. I think a gap that there is in parenting, and is that like parents know the lessons that they learned, and it's really important that parents not just like tell you what to do because it's the right decision, but give you the experiences that brought them there.
Right. At a young kid, though, you just think that they're trying to tell you what to do. And right. It's but I think the lessons that they learn that they're trying to pass off.
Right. But I think every parent like wants to be their child's superhero, you know, and it's easier to say, do this. Trust me. I've learned the hard way. But it's another thing to like pass on the lesson, pass on the experience. Like, I think those are the most interesting and deep conversations I've ever had with my parents, grandparents, is when they're like, you know, the story I never told you was like, I was in this place and this time and this was happening. And you're like, wait, what? Like, it brings it to life where you're like, my parent like actually had a childhood. Like, they had their own friends. They had their own problems. Like, they have their own stresses. But we never pass on like the negative emotions. Like, we've put them so far in the past because we want to save our kids from it. But it's so important to, if you don't pass on the knowledge, like the wisdom that came from your experiences. Like, I chose this, and this was the outcome based on like this experience. Like, people are bound to repeat, you know, and people are a lot more susceptible to like, this is my experiences. Like, the decision is yours. The problem is like when we parent as if like people don't have a choice, you know. I know that you well enough, and I know myself well enough that when people say like, you make this decision and that's because I said so, like 0% of you is like, oh, okay. You know, but if I gave you background and you're like, I was actually in this situation, this is what came up, I made this decision, here's what happened, you know, like, I don't know what you're going to choose. I don't know your situation perfectly, but like, that's what happened to me. Like, hopefully that was helpful. Think about how much different you would receive that information, that relationship from your parent, from your like, from a authority figure, that they trust you enough to...
Well, you empower them, right? Yes, you empower them exactly. To make a decision. Exactly.
So you're passing on the wisdom you've gotten, but you're also empowering them to take ownership over their own life.
Right.
Because there's like, the problem is that when you just give people the what, they make a decision, and when that confusion comes up, they don't know why they made the decision. All they know is they did it because so-and-so told them so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they have to start their whole circle again.
Or I didn't do something because so-and-so told me so.
And they have to go at the very beginning, and they have to learn all of their lessons the hard way because you didn't pass on the experiences. You just passed on the finished result. You know, if I just told you like rats are blue in Antarctica, you know, and you're like, wait, what? Okay. You know, then you got there and you're like, wait, these rats aren't blue. And you're like... But then your mind is blown. So now you're like, I have to go back to square one to figure out why that person, you know? And so we can save people a lot of issues if we actually become vulnerable. And that's the problem, is that we have to go through the pain again, possibly, to pass on. Like, imagine if somebody's telling you the story and they start crying and you're like, oh shoot, like this is actually like deep. Like this is like caused deep pain, and that's probably why they feel this way about my like current situation. There's a relationship that happens there, you know, where they go from like a parent to a friend, you know, where we get to walk out life together. And there's a respect gap that happens where like we're as parents, like, and I hope I do this as a parent, is that we have to, you know, realize that we don't have all the answers. Like, we don't always know better. We don't have all of the facts, you know. We just know what we would do from an outside perspective. And so we have to empower people with the knowledge that they have to take ownership over their own life. And you get rid of the blame game because they were able to choose. And I think that's a gap that needs to be approached, because I know, like, everybody wants to be revered. Everybody wants to be respected. And you fear that you're going to lose respect if you're sharing, like, your downfalls
mm-hmm.
and your own issues. But like, shame only resides in the dark, you know? And so when you're able to flush things out and you're able to be real, like, I just think about the depth, how much deeper your relationships would be if you got to actually meet somebody at their level. But I don't know. That's just something that I've just observed. And no, I really believe that we would have much deeper relationships, not only with our friends, but with our parents, with our authorities, if we were able to meet each other at that level.
I think, you know? I think there, you know, especially within our community and stuff like that, there is a shift with trying to paint this perfect picture that you got to where you are by making absolutely no mistakes, which no one believes ever. But like,
I mean, maybe you've made mistakes.
Maybe a little bit. But I think just I think that narrative of pride, and I'm not saying that there's been leaps and bounds of this in a society and social norms and stuff. Like, I just feel maybe it's just because we're so engulfed in our circle that's how our circle rolls, that we just maybe generalize it into the general pop. But I do feel like that kind of stigma, or the flexing of like, saying like you've learned these lessons and like there has been no bumps along the road, has kind of been water under the bridge by now. Kind of like as we kind of reach here on the, I think my third one, and this kind of comes into my present life now, is the influence of just human connection. And I think that has always been, especially in this later chapter of my life, such an impactful role, and how much value I just, one, enjoy, love, and really keeps me going, is just human connection.
Yeah.
And I think it's really been highlighted, and we've talked about this with this whole quarantine thing and how much I've just missed it. And I think it's actually just gave me greater perspective on how much I need it in my life, and it's such a pillar to my foundation for success, and just the influence of everybody around me, whether that's good or bad. You know what I mean? I was having a conversation with Jasmine about just in general, of just previous like supervisors and stuff like that. And like when you first enter a job, right? Going back to even being a substance abuse counselor, when you first enter into an arena and you're just enamored by the people that are doing it, right? And it kind of has like this shiny little glow around it. And eventually, like that, and this is just from my experience, and it's been like that with every time, that shiny glow ends up dimming a lot. And I am able to kind of take a breath and look around. And a lot of times I'm not impressed, right, by how people do things. And you kind of see the loopholes that people go through and stuff like that. And I think ultimately, like, those bad experiences shape to, like, when you're in that role, how would you be doing that differently?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's how that goes. But then all the good relationships that you have and the connections that you have, just like how much that feeds me and fuels, you know, how I want to be better. And it's like that, you know, comes down to like that healthy competition. Like, I get a good camera, you go out and get a fucking better camera. Like,
and I just disrespect.
But just like, you know what I mean? Like, just I to sum it up, my third one, and I'll let you roll with this, is just not an individual by itself, but in a whole human connection. Mm. I think that has always been a huge impact and influence in my life.
Mm. Yeah, I've been super blessed relationally in my life. I think partially that's due to my value for it and my seeking it out. And I've just been thinking, because you know, people have asked me, like, people that don't have that in their life, asking, like, you know, how do you, like, how come you get this? Like, how do you have this in your life? And like, I don't have that. I don't even know how to get it. And so I never even thought about that.
Mm.
Like, what characteristics breed, like, bring you to a place to have deep, like, impactful relationships?
Mm.
And I was thinking about that a lot today, kind of thinking about it.
I think that's what we kind of wanted to dive into a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it deserves another podcast.
It does.
On the characteristics, but the one that, like, really, like, gave me chills, was humility.
What do you mean?
I know, with the close relationships that I've had, like my groomsmen on my wedding day, looking at, like, just looking down the line, some of them I've only known for a little bit of time, but I feel like I've known them for a lifetime. Like, that's the amount of impact that we've had together. And others I've known for a very long time and, like, know me better than I know myself. And, like, two in particular, one is, Jake and Mess, who we'll have on the podcast soon, my great friends, and another one is Micah Mitchell. And just thinking about what makes our relationship what it is, I'm very different than both of them. They're both very much straight shooters, very much realists, and I'm like the polar opposite.
Like, dream.
It couldn't get any more polar. But just the amount of fun we've had, with the basis knowing that this person, like, loves me dearly and wants the best for me. But going through life, like, the ability to listen when somebody, like, supports you the greatest, but also, like, calls you on your BS. Like, when you messed up, like, their ability to just, like, keep a 100 with you and you be able to say, you know what, you're right. You know, that humility, the ability to humble yourself, to allow someone to have impact on your life. When you disagree, like, that you're able to hear that person's, like, heart for the matter, you know, and see through that, and you guys sharpen one another as opposed to, like, creating sides, you know, creating distance. And that's, like, something that I feel is really, like, lacking in this time that we're in. It's just humility, you know? But just, like, thinking back on all the times growing up, you know, from the times where we spent the night in the car, you know, we didn't want to go to anybody's house. So we just, like, chilled there. Or, you know, my car breaks down or I get in an accident, the first person I call is, like, one of these two guys, you know. When I go through, you know, all my eye surgeries and eye trouble, like, they're the first people to, hey, I need help with this. I'll be right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a mechanically inclined person, so I know my strengths. So first people I call, they're like, hey, I'll be right over. You know, and that is built from time and time and time again of people showing up for one another. You know, that I'll put down whatever I'm doing right now to meet your needs. And I'll put my own pride aside to listen to you out, you know, regardless if I agree with you, I'm gonna hear you out and I'm gonna be able to push back on you. And that's, it's a very difficult thing. Like, we don't all, I know a lot of my close friends, we've all started, you know, it's like when you go to school, all your friends are chosen for you. You know, they're your friends because those are the people you're around. And as you grow, like, you grow into different, different hobbies, different likings, you know, and sometimes that can separate you, but like, that out of sight, but never out of mind. You know, any time, day or night, you call that person up and they'd be there. And I think that that humility, it comes from, actually, I was doing landscaping with Jacob the other day and we listened to country music, which is not necessarily, if you know me well enough, I'm not like a big country music person. But Jacob was like, I think everybody needs to listen to country music just to realize that everybody's life is messed up, you know? Like, we don't, like, everybody's car breaks down. Everybody, like, goes through breakups. Everybody, like, has issues, you know? But, like, the general idea is, like, everything's going to be all right. And just that, like, humility that it brings, that to know that, like, in my lowest point, like, I was at the lowest point and you met me there. And when you're at your lowest point, like, I'll meet you there because I know, like, you took care of me. And I think that that goes so far to have those relationships, to have the empathy for one another, and the willingness to believe that someone has your best in mind. Like, I mean, I've talked a bunch on this podcast about the feeling that I have about people who do things because they want to, not because they have to. And that's what, like, true friendship is. Like, would I really like to get out of my bed and come give you a ride right now? No. But, like,
what do you mean?
It's like, no, I'm good. Thanks, though. Like, hey, call somebody else. Like, the willingness to get up and make those things happen. Like, that's what builds relationships, that intentionality, you know? And so I think maybe we'll do another podcast and talk
to this. We're going to have a volume too.
Yes. Just like the characteristics of building relationships and being influential.
Yes.
So maybe we'll wrap it up with that.
Relationships. And there was something else along the lines in the middle of the podcast that we're like, oh, we got to do another one or do one on itself, but we'll have to go back and yeah,
for sure.
But that was beautiful, man.
Let's wrap this thing
there's
up.
It's too much to talk about
always. Well, podcast number 17
in the books.
As always, you guys can catch us on the Instagram. How about at off the leash lifestyle. Catch me @Jer_am_I. Catch Patty
at Patty Gleason, PaddyGleason.
Shout out to Tangelo. Shout out to Coastline Designs. Shout out to Transfuse and this mother lovers.
And shout out to Prime.
Prime Apparel. Getting it done.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you guys tuning in. It's been real fun for us to get back in the groove of this. And I've been getting some positive feedbacks and how relieved people are for having us back. And so we are truly humbled that people are out there still listening to us and picking back up on the train. And
absolutely,
we're having fun doing it. So from the bottom of both of our hearts, just want to say thank you.
Like, share, listen, subscribe. I double dog dare you to write a comment. I need to see some comments off this joint. Okay. Stay off the leash. Woo! You know what it is.